Hey everybody, welcome to J&J on Jazz, powered by Jazzwire.
This is my friend Jeff, and he used to tour with Kenny Rogers.
That is true. And this is my friend James, and he likes eating at Roy Rogers.
When I'm on the road on the PA Turnpike, and I need a roast beef sandwich, because there are no more racks anywhere, it's got to be Roy Rogers, man. What can I say? You know,
there it is. So for those of you around the world that aren't aware, Roy Rogers is a fast food joint around here. And if you're not on the road with Kenny Rogers, you may as well eat at a Roy Rogers, I suppose. Right? Nice. So today we want to talk about 1-6-2-5. And as usual, I have no idea what where James is going to be coming from on this, and probably vice versa. But to me, the 1-6-2-5 progression is like the DNA of jazz and jazz music and jazz improvisation. And so at some point, we have to get comfortable with practicing that, working on it, soloing over it, sounding good on it. Does that make sense to you, James?
I'm with you so far.
Very good. So to me, and so on Jazzwire, and by the way, I would love to get you guys into Jazzwire. So right here, go to that web address and sign up for a 1 week free trial. And in 20 seconds, you can be inside and looking at what I've been talking about to some of you for years about the amazing work that's going on inside Jazzwire. If you're an adult amateur, an adult semi-pro, this is the place where you need to be. So somebody was asking, like, if you have like 5 or 10 minutes to practice during the day, what should you do? And my, you know, now there's various answers, right? For some people, my answer will be, well, you should work on your tone. That depends on that student. For some people, it may be, well, you're getting your technique together. Let's work on some scales. For some people, it may be memorizing that song, whatever it is. Now, that's the wonderful part about Jazzwire is I don't teach one lesson and 500 people that applies to them. That's ridiculous. That's not how it works, right? Everybody gets specific advice. But if I was going to tell 500 jazz musicians what's one thing you should do every day, soloing over 1-6-2-5. And let me play an example. Here's what I'm talking about. In the key of B-flat concert, as if I'm playing the first two measures of rhythm changes. So one chord, six chord, two chord, five chord, that sort of thing. I don't even know what key I'm singing in. I don't even know if you call that singing, but here we go. One, two, three. For 5 minutes. And I would say that tempo or slower. Like really, let it be slow. And the idea is doing it a cappella. That's another thing. I could have put on a track. I could have put on iReal Pro or whatever, but I didn't. I wanted it to be just myself. And my goal is that the melodies I'm improvising should have the harmony inside them. You should be able to hear the chord changes, even though I can't play chord changes on this saxophone. So to me, that's the goal. And when we learn to do that on 1-6-2-5, the jazz world is our oyster. We can play so many tunes like that.
Okay, I like this. Now, one of the things that I like to tell students to do, it's a little bit different, but it's related. So you mentioned the first two bars are rhythm changes, right? Two beats per chord. Yeah. I want students to stretch that out to a bar per chord. So if it's 1-6-2-5, I want that to be long. One bar of B flat, one bar of G minor, or actually you were playing G dominant 7, which is what I want my students to do as well. One bar of C minor, one bar of F7. And I think what I like about that is it gives students more time to think about and hear the harmony. But it's also a good transition into having students work on 3-6-2-5, which is related. Right? The same sort of deal. So that's one of the things that I would say I do a little differently with my students. I think you're right when you say if you got 5 minutes and that's something, if you only got 5 minutes, do that. But there's a lot to be said for putting on a play along track, whether it's 2 beats per chord, 4 beats per chord, and looping that thing for as long as you can stand it. Right? So, 20, 30 minutes, take breaks when you need to, all that stuff is good. And the other thing that I would suggest, go to any Miles recording from the 50s or the 60s a lot of the standards that that band did, and you'll hear these turnarounds, these 1-6-2-5s or 2-5-3-6. You'll hear these turnarounds that'll happen at the end of choruses where they'll put tags in there. And that's another great place to go and listen to improvisers playing over those chords over and over for a long time. Or even like Coltrane, I think, took that from Miles, especially on like, you know, But Not For Me, on My Favorite Things. Like, they play the tune with his substitutions for 6 or 7 choruses, and then there's that turnaround that happens, and it's its own tune for 5 more minutes, right? So those are two other directions you can go in with this idea of working on 1-6-2-5.
Man, I love that. And by the way, all those were my ideas. You just said them first, which is some bull. I don't appreciate that. I was going to take credit for all that stuff you said. But I guess timing is everything, as in comedy and music, right?
Well, Jeff, we listen to our listeners. And the feedback we've been getting is that you and I have been too nice to each other. So I really felt that it was important for me to undermine you early in this episode.
Early and often. Well, man, yeah. Excellent work. Excellent work. So I love what you said. So now, in the Red community in Jazzwire, we just finished for 3 weeks working on Have You Met Miss Jones? What are the chord changes to Have You Met Miss Jones? 1 chord, 6 chord, 2 chord, 5, then what? 3, 6, right? So it's exactly what you were talking about. So if you can do where I was coming from, that's rhythm changes and the turnaround to every standard song and on and on. Long Ago and Far Away and a bazillion songs, right? And what James was talking about, well, that's Have You Met Miss Jones and Just the Way You Look Tonight and a bazillion songs. So I think I said earlier, this is like the DNA of jazz and jazz compositions. So yeah.
Hey, Jeff, one thing, and I just, this is another just tip for students. You mentioned, I'll just go ahead and take Have You Met Miss Jones, because you were just singing that. And I would call that singing. If you're looking for ways to incorporate this into your playing, let the melody of these tunes help you as well, right? Have You Met Miss Jones is a perfect melody to work on phrasing, but also making changes that are like these 1-6-2-5s. So the melody will leave some space if you're playing it right. So fill in that space a little bit by improvising, almost like you're backing up a singer. See, so let that space give you a little bit of a forum to play some ideas in. Right, and the melody will help your phrasing over changes like this.
Man, that's beautiful. So let's do this. So you made an observation that I was playing a dominant 6 chord. Now let me stop here before I say any more. For some of you, we're talking in Roman numerals and we're talking numbers, and you have no idea what we're talking about. So of course, this is the kind of thing that we do at Jazzwire. If you're feeling a little alienated, this is going by kind of fast. We work with people at all levels. I want to work with you at the level you're at. So for some people that are thinking this is not for them, or they've tuned out, they like the music part, but now we're into math and theory and that's not their thing. Not true. That is something everybody can learn. And we have hundreds of people putting this together and getting so good so fast because they're finally addressing this thing that's been scary. So I just want to put that out there. So the 6 chord. So if we're in the key of B flat, I'll go back to B flat. B flat to G. That's a 1 chord to a 6 chord. So now the idea of making that 6 chord dominant is huge. And so when I see a 6 chord that's minor, most of the time I'm going to play a dominant anyway, just because that's the kind of guy I am, right? Interesting that I heard you say that, right? And there's scientific theory reasons on why that is, but our ear will tell us, oh yeah, that's what Sonny Stitt and Clifford do. So whether it's our ear or whether it's the science of tonality and secondary dominance, blah, 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 at the end of the day, that chord. So now the question is, how do we get that sound, especially unaccompanied? How do we get that sound of that dominant six chord? One, two, three. There's one note that gives you that sound. The third of the six chord. So I know Jazz
Wire. That's
the
money note.
That's
yes,
it, man.
That's the money note.
And I know the Jazz Wire people and the Maryland Summer Jazz people watching this who have heard this material from us before are like laughing, like, yeah, that's it. So now that's why I think this is a wonderful thing to play, because this 1-6-2-5 progression, if you have 5 minutes, at whatever level you're at, you can play diatonically. You can play with the pentatonic scale and do this. But as you get deeper and try to get that harmony into your playing, problems start to come up. And that's good, right? That's what scientists do. They look for problems to solve. Scientists don't go to the lab and try to ignore problems all day. They love problems. That's the gig, right? So as a musician, if you're not trying to solve problems all day long, you're not actually doing it, I think, right? Even as a composer, as a lyricist who maybe doesn't know a lot about harmony, you're solving problems of language, of communication, right? So it's all about problem solving. And so so working with this 1-6-2-5 thing, I think, is great. So let's do this a little bit, James. And so I'll just play a little phrase, a 1-6-2-5 phrase, and you're not going to be in time because of the mechanics of us being like separated by 10,000 miles. Is it 10,000, 17,000? I can't remember. It's a lot. I'm going to play a 1-6-2-5 phrase. You play something back to me. Here we go.
Yeah, love it. So hip, I need a second. Oh, you got outside of the lines on that one. I love it.
Cool. So now, for those of you out there, that is a year of work. Not of transcribing and learning that stuff. Now, for some of you, that it'll take a week to transcribe that. For some of you, it'll take 13 minutes. But then to get that stuff into your playing, there is so much language. I'm going to be stealing from James after I edit this video, right? And probably vice versa. The last thing I played was a Joe Henderson lick. But here's the thing. James heard, ooh, he got out of the changes. So now, one thing when I'm practicing this 1-6-2-5, I start tritone subbing some of the chords. So that lick that I did, I tritone sub the 6 and the 5. So that's where this exercise, I've been doing this for 30 years, pretty much every day, playing 1-6-2-5 just a little bit and digging deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So here's the thing. It maybe sounded like this was going to be a beginner sort of video or, hey, here's some good early jazz improvisation stuff. No, no, no. This is at the highest level you get to. The greatest players, you talked about Coltrane, playing those vamps at the end of some of those tunes. And man, he was getting outside the changes, but still working with the changes. So I want to encourage and challenge all of you out there to do this every day for the next 10 days and see what you find. And then I want you to come into Jazzwire. Yeah. And I want you to come into Jazzwire. You know how to get into Jazzwire. Look around and let's see about doing some of this work together. So James, man, I think we can leave it there. I got to like rewind this video and learn like the second, third one you did. Like, man, there was some good stuff in there.
Yeah, I got to steal some stuff from you too. This is great. And so just quick plug, Jazzwire is legit, folks. To be part of a community where people are working on these things, talking about these things, it's really valuable for everybody. So the kind of nerding out that Jeff and I get to do when we do these episodes, that's happening all over the place in Jazzwire. So come check it out for real.
Literally 24 hours a day, this kind of conversation at the level you're at. Like, what could be better than that, right? So when we come back from the next episode, James is going to sound exactly like me. I'm going to sound exactly like James. And there it is. Man, people won't be able to tell us apart.
It's going to be great, except for the hair. It'll be great.
Take care, everybody. See ya.
All right. See y'all.